So I'll have Rav Hirsch Lamos. Okay, so we're going to go from Tzadi Aleph, which is Biyom Chatunato. We're studying the book called Sifsei Chen. And we're smack in the middle. But this is what we're talking about tonight is getting ready for the holiday of Shavuot. And we're going to discuss what's the nature of this day. Okay, so he says like this. Zeh Hayom Asa Hashem. Yom Kabbalat HaTorah. So this is the day that God has made, the day of receiving the Torah, which is Hu Simcha B'Chedva Nifla B'Chol HaAlamos Ad Ein Shior. It's a day of joy. Simcha, joy, but Chedva Nifla, like a tremendous joy in all of the worlds. Meaning when we talk about all the worlds, we're talking about not just this world, but the upper worlds, the spiritual worlds, without limit. Ein ad ein shi'or. Ki hu yom chatunato kav yochal shal kadosh baruch hu im knes Yisrael. Because this is the day of the marriage, so to speak, of God with Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish people. V'ti'aruhu, and it's described b'simchat hachatuna shal melech gadol v'nara im hamatronisa. And it's described as this tremendous joy, the wedding of the great king with his queen. Kizehu hasimcha hagadola sheyesh b'metziyah. This is the highest level of joy that there could be in the world. So, on the side here, when it says simcha gadola adi in shior, kasa b'seder hayom, so it's written in the seder hayom, b'chag ha-shvuot ro'u sheyismach bo ha-adam simcha yisera. On the holiday of Shavuos, it is proper that a person should rejoice, a greater joy, more than the usual. Why? Mipnei shehu yom shenitna bo Torah l'Yisrael. Because this is the day that the Torah was given to the Jewish people. V'hakol modim b'kedushaso hagadol mikedushas shar yamim tovim. And it's agreed. All agree in terms of the sanctity, the loftiness, the kedusha, the tremendous holiness that you have on this holiday that's even greater than all other holidays. Hakomodim ba'atzeret debayin lachem. So there's this whole discussion about how do you treat a holiday? Is it that you dedicate the holiday completely to God? Or do you do a split or it's all to man? Meaning, is it all to God? So you have to do everything spiritual that day and there's no real pleasure in the day? Or do you do it where it's all man having pleasure? Or do you do a half-half? Chatzi l'Hashem and chatzi l'Hashem. Or do you do half to God, half to the person having pleasure? So when it comes to Atzeret, when it comes to Shavuos, everybody agrees. Whether there's arguments in other holidays, but when it comes to the holiday of Shavuos, you need to have an element of human enjoyment, that man has to enjoy himself. Vahatam, and the reason is kedei l'samech haguf she'osek b'torah v'mitzvah shenitnu b'yom hazeh, because you need to give joy to the body, to the physical, because the physical body is what is involved in learning Torah and doing the mitzvahs which were given on the day of Shavuot. V'chein matzinu b'mar b'rei d'ravina d'kulei shata havayase b'tani sabar. Right, so he literally had a person, Mar Baravina, he would fast all the time. The only time he would not fast, Shavuos, he felt that there you had to what? To show pleasure to the body. Like we just explained, it's not proper to give any, to at all afflict the body on a day like Shavuos, because because without the body, person cannot fulfill the Torah. So it's funny. Here you think what Torah should translate to, let's just learn Torah all day, and you know, let's negate the body. And the Gemara, and here he's saying, no, it's the opposite. Everybody agrees that when it comes to this holiday, that you have to give pleasure to the physical body, because it's the physical body that's going to be able, it's the only way that you can actually make the Torah come in and bring it to fruition. So it's counterintuitive in a way, but what we're saying is this is the holiday that you have to show physical pleasure to your body. And it's proper to give greater joy and greater pleasure of so from the joy of Torah, which is even more so than any of the other holidays. So here we are, we come to the marriage, the wedding of God with the Jewish people. And it's a time of tremendous joy, but it's a time that we actually will sit and we say the Kol HaDeos, so like everybody agrees. Whereas other holidays, it's not clear whether it should be, you know, what's the split? How are we going to do this? Are we going to observe this with, you know, like a Yom Kippur type of deal where we're going to afflict ourselves or are we going to focus on complete spiritual, you know, focus? Or is it going to be a day of like barbecues and great, you know, great cuisine and good drink and et cetera and that type of thing? Come Shavuos where you would think Torah, going to study and this and that. No, it's a day where everybody agrees there has to be this element of pleasure because it's the body that's going to be able to bring Torah and mitzvahs into this world. And so therefore, we have to specifically give it that type of joy. So now back to the middle here. Dihine acharei avor yemei ha-sfira. So now that we've gone through counting the days of Sfira, shetachlito hi lisaper v'lizakei kol prote hamidos v'lahavcham l'tov. And the whole point of this period of time from the second day of Pesach, we count and we get ourselves to Shavuos, and this process, this time period of the 49 days is a time for us to improve ourselves, to turn those midos into the positive things, right? So, b'chdei l'tareinu mikliposeinu umitumoseinu. And so also it's a time for us to purify ourselves from any of these negative energies and from any of these impurities, like we talked about. So this is all this effort that we're doing to prepare ourselves from the 50th day. Shalav Namar, Zaka Man Demati, Tahor Lahayoma, Buchishbana Lo It Avid Mine. Right? So Ashre Misha Magil Tahor Liom Zeh. So it's fortune is the one who comes to the day of Shavuos in a pure state, below Avad Cheshbon Asfira, and he does not lose the purpose. The whole point of the counting is to elevate oneself and to really to get to a higher plane by working through whatever issues there are to be able to elevate oneself. So ata now tzrichin ligmor ha'achanos ha'achronos lahagia l'hatachlis hamikuveh. Right. So now we're tonight's 39. So we're on the back end. We have 11 days to go. Really, right? 11 or 10 days, 11, whatever. So on that, and so all that we're finishing up all of these preparations in order to get to the ultimate goal, shehu hachatunah hagdola, to get to the great wedding. Dahainu hayichud hashalim b'chol ha'alamos hanaseh be'ez kabbalas ha-Torah. What are we going towards? What is this? What do we mean when we talk about the wedding? This is the idea of coming together where God and the Jewish people are coming together in the ultimate unification in all of the worlds. So now we're going to have a unification in the physical realm, but in the spiritual realm as well. Hanaseh be'et kabbalat ha-Torah. So at the time of the revelation at Sinai, at the time when God gave us the Torah, there was a complete unification, complete coming together. So like they describe, I was thinking about this, so we talked about this a little bit on Sunday, that When we're talking about Mamon Har Sinai and Hashem spoke and he said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the entire world spoke. The whole creation spoke and uttered this idea, I am Hashem, your God. It was amplified through every part of creation. So the idea of that is the same thing here. When we talk about the Yichud, the idea of the unification, that when we come to Mamon Har Sinai, we come to the revelation of Mount Sinai, You're talking about everything came together. There was a complete unification. in this realm and in the upper realms, that there was a complete, everything was completely unified. Everything like came into line. So v'hinei ayidei sfirat hamem tet yamim nimshechu or hamochen l'toch hamidos. So now, through the counting of the 49 days, this light from the upper realms, right, from this the mochen, we talk about the upper like the this the moch again is the brain, but it's coming from this high realm, from the spiritual realm. So you're bringing that light down into the physical, the midos, v'chol yom, and each day nitosaf or shel mochen acherim, right? So each day that we go through the counting of the sfira, you have this bringing the light into, right, into the midos, right? So again, so hinei ayidei sfirat hamem tet yamim nimshechu or hamochen l'toch hamidos v'chol yom nitosaf or shel mochen acherim. So every day there's in the counting, the sfira, there's an additional light that's brought into this world. V'zeh avoda, and this work nigmar b'siyum mem tet yamim halalo, and this work is completed on the 49 days, these 49 days. Now, where are we getting to? Avalamala mehamochin, but above these, the intellect, this higher realm, the spiritual realm that this light is coming from. Yesh od sfira meula mikulam hanikres keser elyon sha'adayin lo zachinula. So above all of these things, you have this thing called Keter Elyon, the crown, the upper crown, which we have not been zochet to. So what's this upper crown? What are we talking about? So we talked about Keser, right? So Keser is that which the crown lays above the head. So it's above the intellect. It's above that which we can comprehend. So the idea that when we get to the 50th day, when it comes to Mamar Har Sinai, to the mount, to the revelation of Mount Sinai, we're going to experience something called Keter Elyon, the crown that lays above, which we have not accessed till now, which we technically really never access, right? Keser is the idea by definition is that which we cannot access. It's the thing that is beyond our grasp. It lays above the head, right? It's beyond our intellectual comprehension. But what happens is, l'zeh nikba'a avodas hatikun le'el shvuos. So when it comes to the night of Shavuos, the work that we do is l'taken v'lamshech lemata or sfirat haketer halazeh. But what we're doing is we're going to pull the light, the supernal spiritual light, we're going to pull it down into this world. So the whole 49 days, we're pulling light down from this higher realm. Comes to the night of Shavuos, we're gonna try to pull down the light from what we call Keser Elyon, from that which is beyond our even our comprehension. So it's coming from the holiest place, Bechdei. So that on during that night, we're working on it, and then what we get to. So as we go through, he's going to describe the process of the night of Shavuos into the day. Okay, so we're going to start out doing this work on the night of Shavuos into the day to be able to access, so that when we get to the middle of davening at the on the morning of Shavuos, b'yom ha'shavuos yuchol hashalim. We're going to, in the davening on the day of Shavuos, we're going to be able to get to this yichud hashalom, the complete unification on all levels with the crown that lies above them. So we're basically saying is we're trying to access something that's beyond and pull it in. So we're trying to pull in from the highest realms of the spiritual. So we talk about Hashem as the Ein Sof, the endless, right? So we described going through the idea of the non-physical and bringing the non-physical into this world, and how do you bridge the physical and the spiritual? So now that's the idea of the sphere. So we're going from this place of Keser, of the Ein Sof, the endless, the crown which is beyond, and we're going to try to now pull that into this physical realm. So the 49 days of Sphira, we're working through different elements of this. Chachma, Bina, Das, right? So we said that the beginning week, we started working with wisdom. Then we go with Bina, and then we go with Das. And each one is going to pull into, right? So we start with the right, we go with wisdom, and we pull it into chesed, into kindness. And then, boom, it goes continuous. We go through these different, seven weeks of seven permutations of different combinations. What are we supposed to be doing? We're supposed to somehow be pulling down from that higher realm into the physical. Comes the night of Shavuos, where what we're doing is we're going to get back to recreating what happened at Har Sinai. So if we're doing that, what ultimately happened is it was complete like alignment. One moment in history where you had a complete alignment, where like the sky opened up and it all flowed through. And we reflected this idea of the Jewish people being, you know, Ke'ish Echad B'Lev Echad, completely unified. So you have, it's a moment in time of complete, like, unification, where we connected to God in this, it's unprecedented way. It's almost beyond our really comprehension. So what we're doing is here, we're saying is, we're bringing in that, on the night of Shavuos, we're actually going to bring in this idea of the crown. We're accessing that high level and bringing it together and kind of wrapping it all together. And so then he goes on here and he says, that's what's going on here. So let's just look here. Os hey, on hashpat yimei hasfira. So he starts out. He says, ha'inyan mavur ba'arucha b'sif sechein on Pesach de'bilel chag ha'Pesach zocher kol echam Yisrael haraz ha'dalad mochen. Chachma Bina and Shtei Chalkei Hadas. Right. So on the first night of Pesach, we're able to access. Every Jew is able to access this flash, this incredible inspiration where it came through wisdom. Bina is, I guess, understanding, and or Das Bina, let's say discernment, and then an understanding. So these four things, which really is Das, is split into two. How do you get there? Through the mitzvahs of the night. So on the night of Pesach, when we're sitting at that Seder, there's this incredible opening. And like it really is, it takes us back to what happened when we're these lowly slaves. We're not really anywhere in terms of being ready for this. And God says, okay, guys, let's go. And so we get this incredible flash of holiness that comes in. Now, we come back. And then, Ech, Shebemeshach, Yemei Asfira, Chozen, Umeirin, Lamata, Haras, Hamochen, Halalim. So now, what we experience through kind of like a moment in time of incredible inspiration, now through the 7 weeks, we work through the same thing again, but this time we try to bring it down and try to internalize it. Now, v'al yadam anu zochim lezakech v'letaheret hashav amidos leyu teruei v'tahor. I don't know if it's teruei or ra'oi v'tahor lekabalas haTorah. Okay, so that we're getting ourselves ready through now these 7 weeks of work of internalizing this, so we're getting there. So now, Hamshachas or Haketer, just continuing on here on the side and Ozbav, Kamosha Kasuv b'Mishnas Chasidim, the Atar Kenisas Hamochin Kulam Yiridas Hachasadim b'Memtet Me'asvir Anu Tzrichim Lamshich Lo Sod Haketer Lefichach Yenaor Kol Halayla Lamshich Haketer Lizer Ampinai Dein Limud HaTorah Ayin Sham. So now, do you stay up the whole night? So the last couple of years, I said, who's staying up the whole night? I'd rather get a good night's sleep, wake up at Vasikin, and learn till Chatzos, which there are people that do that, because Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem, I'm going to do half for God, so I'm going to, from sunrise till the midday, I'll dedicate that to Torah and God, and then after midday, I'm going to go home, get a good meal, rest, enjoy, and the rest of it's going to be, you know, that kind of physical pleasure. Here he's saying, and he's going to focus on the need to, on the importance of staying up the entire night, because within that work of the nighttime, of working through the entire night to getting to that morning time of experiencing, which we're going to see here, that the idea of the marriage, the wedding, right? So we're getting ready for the wedding. So how can you go to sleep the night before when you're so excited, but you also have all this work to do. So now, look what he says here. What's this idea of keser? What's this idea of the crown? Mahu b'chinas keter, kasa b'yitav panim, mevor b'svar makadoshim. It's explained in the holy books. D'v'yom matan Torah yichavin lamshech haketer lezer ampin. So the idea of the recreating and re-experiencing the revelation and the giving the Torah is that a person should bring the keter, the crown, again, this lofty, you know, spiritual place that's so above, beyond where we are, and we're trying to bring it into the zeirampin, to the small face. Ubederech avoda, yira be'enei l'haskam izeh, shetzorch adam lamshich alav b'chinas keter b'yomahu. But the point is, what are we saying here? When we say that I'm trying to pull the crown in, I'm trying to access and I'm trying to pull worlds that are so beyond our limitation. We are so limited, and we're trying to bring that unlimited into our limited place. So I'm trying to bring this incredible, ball of like unlimited power, and I want to bring it down. And that's what we're doing. So like here we come, we experience God on that day. So we were created in the image of God, right? So we have this element of keser also somehow. Right? So the Tomer Devara, it talks about this idea that we're supposed to emulate God, right? This like we say that just like God is a compassionate one, so we have to be. So in there he says, the ikra kolhu midas hanava. So this is unbelievable. Okay, this is really. So we did this on Shabbos. We saw in the Maral that the idea of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why does Moshe become the messenger to bring Torah into the world? What did he have? He had this incredible midah of hanava. He had this idea, this humility. So you need to have this aspect of humility in order to bring the Torah into this world. That's the element. That's the if there's one thing that we need to be able to access, it's humility. So he says here now, together with this, meaning if Matan Torah is all about, if the receiving the Torah is about one thing, it's about the idea of humility. V'ikra kol hu midas hanava shehi tuliyah b'keter. So anava is connected to the idea of the crown. Sharehi haketer ole al kol hamidos ve'eno mitka'eh. Because what's keter? Keter is sitting above everything. So you're above everything, and what do? You're automatically, you only can look down. There's nothing up. It's here at the top here, and you're looking down. So the idea of keter, is there an element of anava? Because anava is... So the idea is that it goes down and looks down, that he's going to, he's going to give out, or he's going to influence that which is below. So the person should not look up and be haughty, right? But elar tadir yistakel lamata laktinat atzmo al kol mashi yuchal. But rather, a person should always be pushing to make himself smaller, not in the sense of degradation, but not to allow himself to become full of oneself. Umeoter yom v'hala kain yetamid. He should always be in this state of being. So therefore, it's like you're basically saying, I'm making space. I'm going to make space. I need to make space for the Torah. I can't, if I fill myself up with my ego, I don't leave any space. There's nothing open to receive. So rather, the whole idea of this, of what we're trying to do here, is to get into this mindset of anivos. And so it's interesting, he's saying is that keter is connected to anivos, right? So the idea of the crown, that which is the highest beyond, connects us to the idea of humility. So this is interesting. Rav Yosef Avdule Igla Tilta. Rav Yosef, when it came to Shavuos, he would make like this special dish, like of the highest, like the most expensive meats. Amar ilav hayoma de kagarim kama Yosef ika b'shuka. Because if it wasn't for Shavuos, the day that God gave us the Torah, how many Joes there would be in the marketplace? And what it means is that kavani lav hayoma, meaning if it wasn't for Shabbos nimshach bechinas keter, if it wasn't for this day that where you have this incredible influence of keter, meaning that which is so beyond, giving it to the connecting to the Jewish people, shemizel lamadati anava. Midas keter mi oso yom v'halach. I learned where he's. It's a very interesting idea. Like when you read that Gemara, the Gemara basically, there, like you read it, Rav Yosef is saying, today's a day for a big celebration, because if it wasn't for the day of the revelation, the giving the Torah at Sinai, I'd just be another Joe. There'd be nothing that would differentiate me from any other guy that's out there. But now that I have the Torah, that's where my value comes from that. And you see, and from so he says, so he then now shifts and he says, because what I learned from the experience of the revelation of giving Torah at Sinai was the idea that I have to be, I'm really a nothing without God and His Torah. Like he's saying here, like the idea, Anava midas keter bi'oto yom halak az kama Yosef ika b'shuka. Lo haya margish ba'atzmo shum midat tova zulat midat anava shebalo b'yom hahu daika. So in a certain sense, what he's also saying is, can you imagine you're there at Mount Sinai, you're at Har Sinai, and God opens up his kimono and he shows us, which it's like we can't even fathom. Think of like the idea of, you do this exercise of now we know that there are universes beyond universes that are after universes, black holes, the endlessness of the universe, of this galaxies that we live in. If we really like push, it's like it doesn't stop. Now understand that Hashem is 20 million times, it's like endlessly greater than any of those things. So we're talking about something, when we talk about the Ein Sof, the endless, it's beyond their comprehension. Now imagine you're standing there at Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai, and God reveals this to us. It says that when God spoke, we literally died. Every word just like blew us away. It was overwhelming. It was like overload, information overload, experiential overload. So when we talk about this idea of the crown, what we're saying is that's what was that crown symbolizes that experience of the unlimited, like beyond, like overload, overload, overload on every sense of everything. Our senses were overloaded. Our intellect was overloaded. Complete overload. And it automatically, what's your, what are we, how small am I? I'm a nothing compared to that. That's what humility is. Humility comes from. So he's saying, Yosef, Rav Yosef is saying, let's make a tremendous party because with that experience and the Torah that was given, here's like, you go to a wedding and you get a gift. This is the gift to take home with you at the end of the wedding. This is the gift that we got after the wedding. It's like, here's the Torah. Now you can take it with you. This is going to remind us. And this is, you can actually take all that experience and bring it into your life with you. That's the Torah. That's like Hashem gave it over. So he's saying, Rav Yosef is saying, this is a cause for celebration because now it taught me how to be an anav. It taught me humility. Lohaya margish ba'atma shum midat tova zulat midas anava shebo lo b'yom ha'hudaika. He learned what it means to be humble on this day. V'hayom garam lo lezev lulezeh kama Yosef ika. So that made me, now I'm a special guy. I'm Rav Yosef. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Why? Because I experienced that. So I know what it means to be small, but with that, I can now become that much bigger. And so he says, he brings down also the Mor HaShemesh. V'dvarim ha'ela kasav gam b'Mor HaShemesh. Yadua midivrei kedoshei alyonim. Shebechol yamim tovim chozer hadavar le'esanu harishon. We know the Mor HaShemesh says that every holiday, when we come back to it, we literally are re-experiencing that holiday as if we're going back and we're tapping into what happened on that holiday. So therefore, when it comes to the holiday of Shavuos, we're going back to the experience. We're literally getting to be the opportunity to go back to Mount Sinai as if it was the day that the Jewish people were there the first time. V'kamosha az niftach shar nava liyisrael kein b'chol dor v'dor chozer liyot kein l'chol misha metar l'mizachi chatzma b'yom ha-kadosh azeh l'avom l'minas ha-nava. We're coming back to that experience to be able to experience that overload, that incredible experience that we had then. We can tap in and we walk. What do we walk away with? We walk away with a humility, and a tremendous humility, because we if we do the work, it's like it creates like wow. But it's also it makes, when a person opens themselves up to that, you become that much of a bigger person. Mevorah gam kein kazeb divrei Rav Yosef shamar kama Yosef ika b'shuka. If I didn't have this humility, which allows me to open myself up and to be able to take it all in, right, then I'm nothing. So his celebration came from his ability to tap into this idea, the midah, this idea of humility, right? So like, here it's like completely different than you would have thought. So what's the way he's learning it is, Rav Yosef is saying, it's not just that I got the Torah. It's that I got the ability to experience what it means to be a humble person. Because when you experience God on that level, you realize how small you are. But that's a point of, now I can like, wow, that allows me now to access the unlimited. Because now that I know that I can open up like that, it's like basically also the idea of... what's the word? The idea of being open to what's the word I'm looking for? Vulnerable, right? Vulnerability. That's the word. There came to me finally. But the idea of when you're there at this incredible event, and it's so overpowering, but you if you open yourself up and you're vulnerable, it's like. It allows you to take that much in. Okay, so we start on the night of Shavuos. We are working on getting back, getting to this place of Keter, of the crown. Zeh Seder of Havoda Shel Chag HaShavuos. Tikkun HaKeter. We're trying to fix the crown. The Zmano Kol HaLaila Meknisas HaLaila B'Tfilas Arvis Ad Ashmoras HaBoker. From the beginning of the night until the morning time. So what are we doing? We're trying to fix the crown. HaYichud HaKadosh. So what we're trying to get to, the Yichud HaKadosh, is the idea of the holy unification. Shehu HaChatuna HaGadol. This is the great wedding. Ma'atchil be'ez tefilas shachris v'gamar pulasahu v'amiras keter b'tefilas musaf. It starts, the wedding starts at the beginning of the day, when we start the davening. And it finishes when we say, now, if you're Nisal Sfard, so you get up and they say Keser in the middle of their Kedusha at Musaf time. So if you're Ashkenaz, so when you say Shema Yisrael, it's your Yotzeh, okay? So that, Sevelachin. Haminag b'Yisrael she'en yishenim klal b'leil hazeh. So that's why the tradition came to not sleep on that night. Ve'oskim b'Torah b'amiras tikun leil shvuos. And we work on this idea of the tikun, the fixing on the night of Shavuos, but lihefsek sicha b'teila. We should not have any casual conversation at all on this night. In order, b'chdei l'takein l'amshich aideza oto haketer elyon al rosh kines Yisrael kala kruya ben ima. So that what we're working on here, to be able to pull, again, we're trying to get this upper, the crown, meaning that we're going to access that which is beyond our comprehension. And we're trying to bring that down, this crown to the Jewish people, which we are the bride, kriya b'ni'ima, right? So with sweetness. U'bi'ir ha'inyan hu, and the explanation is kud shebrichu, which is the idea of the Holy One, Hashem, which is the sphere of Tiferes, which is the idea of the combining of Chesed and Gvura and all the other upper ones into this idea of combining it. That is the idea of Chasan. So God, who's the groom, the Shechinte, Sviras Malchus, Nikre Shorash Nishmas Bnei Yisrael, who bechinas Kala. So the Jewish people are the bride. So in the Kabbalistic terminology, Hashem Kudshe Berichu, so God, which is the sphere of Tiferes, and when he dwells in this world, that's Sviras Malchus, and that's going to be expressed through the soul of the Jewish people. And we, on this night, we're considered to be the bride. So God is the groom, and we're the bride. V'kamo gabe Adam hagashmi yadua. So just like it's known by the physical man. Shekodem yitziras Adam hayu nishmos hachasa mekala nishma achas. So what does it say? It says that with couples, that their souls, before they're born, are together. And then when they're born, that those their souls are separated. And that's why it says that the groom is always looking for his what he lost, because his soul was once upon a time connected to his wife's soul. Like it says, Darko shel ish lachzor achar isha ubala vedo matzor achar vedoso ki achelik haikari mevakesh v'chozor achar achelik haneva mimenu. The idea is that when a person loses something, he's always longing for it to get back to it. So too, our souls are connected with our spouses from the time before we're born and then separated, so that when we come, when we're looking for our, what we're lost, we're looking for that which was once upon a time connected to us. Now, so now when the groom finds what he lost, which is what his bride, what do? They set up a wedding. They set up a time to get married. So they get engaged. And then the groom's job is to get everything ready for the wedding. Right, so the bride, what is she doing? She's counting down the days, or she's counting up the days, because she can't wait to get married. Because all they want is they want to be able to get back to where they once upon a time they were so deeply connected. So too, Cain, who im Knesset Yisrael v'Kodesh Baruch Hu, so too with us and God, the Jewish people and God. Shahashem Yisrael kavu yachol horid la'olam hazeh nitzotei kadosh mi'or ein sof baruch hu. Because we say that what? That God, so to speak, he sent into this world the sparks of holiness, which came from what? The light of the endlessness. Hein heima nishmos Yisrael. And what are those sparks? Those are the souls of the Jewish people. Shehim etzem atzamav hamamusim mini beten kavu yachol. And we are what? We're literally a piece. We're coming from that soul. Our souls are coming. Our pieces from God. So we are literally pieces coming from God Himself. And after v'achar galus mitzrayim matzah Hashem Yisrach es avodaso. So where did God find us? He found us in Egypt. He found his lost piece in Egypt. So then what God, when he found us, what does he do? He takes us to be his nation, like it says, so we got engaged to God when we come out of Egypt, and he set the wedding date for 49 days later to be at Mount Sinai. We are called the bride. What was our job? Was to count down and get ready for the wedding. It was because when we would get there, we would become connected to Hashem and to be able to worship Him with all of our hearts and souls. And it's all this desire and this wanting and longing to get close to God. This is like the analogy is this, the same way that a bride longs for her groom. Hagoremes shetigabel hakala doronos me'achasan, which causes the bride to get gifts from her groom. Hagormim kiruv hadas, because what that really does is it causes more of a closeness to knowing each other. Umagdil kisufeha lispor hayamim mataya gya es dodim yom hachatuna shehu b'chagashvus, to get to the place of what? To be where that the day of the marriage, which is what? Chagashvus, the holiday of Shavuos. V'lachin, and so therefore what? What's the outcome of this? Ein yishen b'layla hazeh. We don't sleep on this night. Ki ma ma'od yigadel ha'kisuvim b'layla shekodem ha'yichud. The reason we can't sleep that night is because we're so excited. Zman hamula shebizmanim. Shezochim b'nei Yisrael lihizdavegim ha-kadosh baruch hu kaviyachol. We're so excited because we're going to be able to come together to really couple with God. V'lachin oslin b'chol ha-layla b'avodos amiras ha-tikon v'esek ha-sodos ha-torah sheim tikon ha-keter. So the idea is that night, on the night of Shavuos, what we're busy with is learning Torah, but learning the secrets of Torah. That's what we call the tikkun of the keter. It's the fixing of the crown. And this is how we anoint or we beautify our souls through this incredible longing. The Seder Asiyas V'Hamshachas HaKishutin B'Layla HaZehu, and the order of the way we beautify ourselves on this night, Ayidei Amiros Seder HaTikun B'Torah Nevi'im V'Ksuvim. So that we say, I guess, through the Torah, the five books, the prophets, and the writings, Shem, the 24 Sifrei HaKadosh, Shebechol Sefer Meir Hashem Adonai B'Sirif Acheret. Each of these books, each of the holy books, has a different combination of the Shem Adonai, of Adnos. Kidnitfas b'machzorim, Shehem hachavdal adofanim, Sheichon letzayiv et Hashem Adonai, Hameir b'sirat malchus, Haromeis, Lebechinas kala. So there are 24 permutations of the name Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Hameir b'sirat malchus, Haromeis, Lebechinas kala. So you have 24 permutations of Adnos, which illuminate the sphere of Malchus, which we know is always the idea of Kala, right? Because Malchus, what idea of Malchus, what is Malchus? Malchus means royalty, but the idea of a Melech is that which has nothing that, of its own, anything, it's all what it receives. So that's the idea of the bride. The bride is the one that receives in the terms of giving and taking. So the Kala is the receiver. Malchus is, there's nothing from that. The Malchus is completely that which receives. V'hein heima ha'chavta ala kishute Kala v'zeh tikun ha-keter ha-naseh b'layla hazeh. So the 24 things that beautify the Kala are the 24 books of the Torah, of the 5 and the 19. And that's how we go about fixing the keter on this night. Okay, fine. And then ve'achar kach, and after that, b'shar ha'layla. There's more to look into, but let's go further here. The achar kach b'shar ha'layla yilmod rak b'torah shabal peh. After that, it should be all oral. The oral Torah, dahainu, drushas hapsukim mesodos haTorah, like drushas on psukim and the secrets of the Torah. Ubesefer haZohar kifi hasaga sichlo shel kol echad v'achad. We should learn on the night of Shavuos. Interesting, we should learn actual like Kabbalah, the Zohar, as to what one can actually comprehend. V'hema hosefes kishutim yeser seis v'az. Depending on the quality of a person's neshama, basically these are this is how one beautifies oneself on the night of Shavuos. Okay, so now that's the night. When we get to the morning, Bashmoros Haboker, Ma'at Kodem Alos Hashachar, a little bit before dawn. Bizman Gmar Tikkun HaKishutim V'Tikkun HaKeter, at the end of our fixing and beautifying ourselves with the crown, Zoche HaAdam LeHasos Bechinas Shushvinin LeNishmaso Shehi HaKala HaLyona. Person is now going to be like the Shushvinin are like those who are the what do they call it? Like the not the guards but the accompaniment. So they're going to be now, you're going to be the accompanying of the souls Now we're going to like the upper kala, the upper bride. So now we're talking about like a spiritual higher level bride. So at this point, before davening, you're going to go to run to the mikvah and dip four times. And that you'll have in mind, Dalin Osios Hashem Havoya Benikud Kamat Shehi Hanikud Shel Sfirat HaKeter. So you're going to be have this now. This is already, find a mikvah, run there, dip four times, and have in mind, the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. Okay, that's corresponding to Keser. Okay, for those who have a mikvah nearby and go to mikvah all the time, all right, you can do it and have this kavana. Fine, but this is something that's being done, I guess. V'chavim l'tara eskufo im nishmaso. But the idea when you go to that mikvah, at that point you're looking to purify your body and your soul at the same time. But with the light that's now coming into the world, that's from the sphere of Keter. Because, but what are we trying to get to? What we're really trying to experience is a complete connect, to be able to come one with God, with the ultimate unification at the time of receiving the Torah. That will be like literally like one and the same with Etzem Yatzamav. Will be one and the same, like literally will be a bone from his bones without any separation whatsoever. So the idea of our purification, the whole process here is to be able to get to this place of connect, complete and utter, like deepest connection possible. And therefore, meboker be'esat tefila matchilin la'aroch et ha'chatuna ha'gedola. So that when we're davening on the day, the morning of Shavuos, we're basically getting the wedding, getting ready for the wedding. Liyached et ha'chatan zeh kudsha baruch hu kavyochol makala zeh knes Yisrael, to get us to be to the place where we're going to be literally connecting to God, like a husband and wife, the bride and the groom on the night of on the day of their wedding. That's what we're going to be like. When we get to this day of Shavuos, we're trying to, this, we're re-experiencing this wedding of the Jewish people with God. When we start the davening, we start with the first phase of Psuki de Zimra. So we're starting actually from below. We're going to go from Yisod, Netzachod, Yisod. We're starting with the lower realm of the Sfiros, which is the idea of action. Shall akala imachasan, with the bride together with her groom, the hakavana liyached hamasa shalala Hashem Yisbarach. What we're having in mind is that we're going to try to unify our actions together with God, and therefore he says that there is a minhag to stand lachin nagin lamod be'es psukah dezimra v'laroch avodas hatfila shenechshav kein masa. So like the idea of like we want to be as active as possible. So I guess when you see a guy pacing, that's what he must have in mind. He's trying to be active in this, but the idea of like showing action. So like the lowest of the realms here of Netzach Hod Yisod is the idea of mass, of action. Then when we continue on, but Tfilas Shachris Mdiachtan Agimel Sfiros Hemtzoyus Chagas Shel Hakalim Achasen Hakavana Liachei Dibur Lashem Yisbarach. The next phase, when we talk about Shmona Esrei, when we're standing the Amida, it's the idea of speech. And then we're talking, so now we're going to take the next realm of the spheres of Chesed Gvur Tferes, which is the idea of speech. So we're going to try to now unify the bride, together with our groom, God, the idea of unifying our speech with God. And then when we get to the reading of the Torah, Be'ez Kriyas HaTorah Na'aseh Ayichud Shal Mochin Chabad, So when they take out the Torah and they start reading it, it's the idea of the intellect now, our thoughts. We're going to unify our thoughts, we, the bride, together with our groom God. So the idea is that the whole entire Torah is the seichel, the haratzon shel Hashem Yisbarach. It is the mind. It's the thought processes, it's the, and it also represents the will of God. So now we're doing is we're going to take now the written Torah and we're unifying it with the Torah that we, the oral Torah that we learned during the night. And then we bring it all together. And then it culminates with B'shas Tfilas Musaf, the last davening of that morning. Nigmar ha'yichud elyon shabachinas haketer elyon b'chol b'chinoseha v'gamar ha'yichud hu be'es amir shema Yisrael be'emzat tfilas keser. So now, when we get to the Kedusha at Musaf time, we're going to now bring it all together so that when we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad in the Kedusha, in Musaf, that's the idea of the ultimate unification. So when we say the Shema in Kedusha, one should have in mind the Kabbalah al Atzma Mesiras Nefesh La Hashem Yisbarach. You should have in mind that I'm completely giving myself over to God. So at that moment in time is the complete, like, we completely connect to God in the deepest way. So when we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem, we're saying here, right? Hashem is our God. Hashem is one. In that, when we say that is one, we're supposed to like have in mind we're completely connected to God at that moment. So the whole experience is bringing us back to that moment in time when we stood there at Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai, and the something opened up. We experienced something that we never had the opportunity, but we're trying to re-experience this incredible, unbelievable, like beyond words experience of experiencing the unlimited and the non-physical in this overwhelming burst of energy. Let's, I don't know how else to put it, like just it's complete overload. But in that moment, we were completely connected to God. And then we come back here and we try to experience that. So we stay up the whole night. We work. We try to like get ourselves in the zone. We work through like connecting to the Torah. And then as we go through from step to step, we try to, each of these things. What he's describing here is to try to re-experience that incredible moment. He described at the beginning this idea of humility. But a humility that comes from realizing this incredible endlessness and massive God that is just beyond our understanding. But we try to like push it to the limit and then get past to the point of the crown is above our comprehension. And we try to bring that endlessness into our experience, and that what it should elicit is first a humility. And also tremendous joy. That's what he's describing, right? He says we're supposed to have tremendous joy and that it's our wedding. We're getting married to something. And what is that marriage? It's the idea of what a marriage is supposed to be, that we are connecting to something that we were once completely connected to, separated from that only to be reunified. And then when we come back together, it's like you're literally just reconnecting. It's one. It's like this was always supposed to be one. It's completely one. And so and that's the most incredible excitement of the wedding. It's like I'm finally back to, I feel like I'm connected with what I was always supposed to be connected with. This is me. This is we're just one big connection. And so that's what we're supposed to connect with Hashem as well. That Hashem and we, the Jewish people, Knesset Yisrael, he keeps on using the word, not the Jewish people, but the gathering, the collective Jewish nation and God, we're one. And so when we come to the day in the morning of Shavuos, that's what we're sort of, and when we say Shema Yisrael, it's like complete Mesiras Nefesh to like connect to God. So there's anivus, there's that humility, there's also the vulnerability. I think that's part of it. And then we have this idea of connecting, and then from that, joy. So that we come and we also have Chatzi Lachem. There's me time. That's like, right? The me time, but it's the oneg of, it's like, but the elevation of, we understand there's something called the Shlamim, where you can actually worship God and eat at the same time, right? You elevate the physical. So that oneg, the physical pleasure that we are supposed to experience on Shavuos is coming from the fact that we recognize the physical can be elevated to a high spiritual plane. So that's part of the pleasure that we experience on the holiday.
Instead of responding, we have cheesecake.
Exactly right. So that, but that makes me more whole, right? The extra calories there. Yeah. Any other?
We're talking about humility. Har Sinai was the smallest. So getting back to.
Right, so that, like, the theme is running through, right? I just think it's also like that idea that Moshe is the greatest, is the most humble of all, because he was the one who got closest to God. He recognized, by the closer you are to this endless, to the Ein Sof, is then you're like, okay, you know, it's like I'm nothing in relation to that, you know. But it elicits not a negative, it's actually makes you happy, because it allows you to experience that much more when you, again, I think it's part of this humility equals also the willingness and ability to be vulnerable. So that's also, and then taking the ego out of things, like the ego gets in the way. That's why the Gemara and Erchin, it's beautiful. Like it talks, connects all these things about, like Hashem says, if a guy's got ego, there's no room in the world for me and him. And so part of what it's saying here is that when a person's filled with ego, there's no room for God to get in. Right, so what we're saying here is that when we experience this crazy, like just overload experience, where we recognize, like, wow, Hashem's endlessness is just beyond, it's amazing. So then it forces us to, you know, suspend and let it, and then get rid of all the ego, and then opens us up to be able to experience all that incredible potential energy that's there.
These videos on YouTube, you can watch out. Take the person on the Earth, and it zooms out all the way through, like, different solar systems and galaxies, and it goes all the way out and kind of puts things in perspective.
That's yeah. it's a humbling experience, and that's what we're describing here. Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi.
All right. Have a good night. Good to see you. Have a good night, guys.
See ya.